but it passes close to Bermuda overnight, and it's forecast to still be dangerously potent when it reaches Canada's Atlantic provinces, likely by late Friday. Canada preparing for the possibility of flooding, washout, storm surges, and power outages. NASA's moon mission on track for another launch attempt next week. The massive moon rocket passed a key fueling test on Wednesday. Is on track now for a possible September 27th launch attempt. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 4 points, the NASDAQ off 100. This is SRN News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trust Link Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Listen up.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. That's kind of a Thursday tradition, but we've been moving it around because it's not just a comedy skit by George Carlin. It's prophecy, and Terry Adams is the guy that brought it to our attention.
And here they are.
And he is here along with Rosie Brock and Jed. Big welcome.
Please clap.
Yeah. That's cheap.
Yeah. How's everybody?
Yeah.
It's almost fall.
Yeah, it's 115 degrees and it's almost fall.
No, the calendar says fall starts at 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to have to cool down considerably. I may have sabotaged the show today because the odometer on my bike was at 594 and a half. And I wanted to hit 600. But we had a very special lunch today that I had to attend, so I went home. Said, all right, I'll get half of it now, and I'll get half of it after.
That's not much.
The show.
It's not much left.
So, but I did it all. I did the whole five and a half, got the odometer to six.
Heat.
Yeah, and I did it. I made this 100 miles in 22 days, so that's about 4.5 miles a day, which is not bad.
No, that's great.
Considering how mature I am and how busy I am Monday through Friday. So I'm kind of proud of that.
You should be.
What is going on here today? McCarthy threatens government shutdown over border surge. Biden's open borders agenda. Blah, 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 blah. Same old shiz stuff, different day, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
So, I would like maybe we'll listen to some clips. Ooh, Josh Hawley. This looks like it might be fun. Or John Kennedy. Lambasting Biden, that could be fun. Or I have a Tucker clip. It's already in the machine. Let me see if this is good enough to merit further attention.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's I'd Happy.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I like it so far.
Yeah. Okay, so we will have that coming up a little bit later. Because it's already 8 minutes after 3. And by the way, it is pretty hot. This is not a joke. It is pretty hot this afternoon.
My car said 103.
I believe it.
I do too.
It wasn't quite as humid as it might have been in July or August. But heat, yes. But that's going to change. And I had lunch with Rich and Ryan Stennett today, and they're following this. Well, right now, it's nothing. It's just a tropical wave. But the forecast models have it becoming a developed storm. And here's a little bit of, I wouldn't say ominous news, but it looks like another storm may develop before this one does and get the H name, which is Hermione, which is a silly storm name. That means this system they're watching would get the I name. And the I, not that I want to alarm anybody, but it's the most retired letter in the hurricane alphabet.
So, I like Fiona. I thought that was a cool name.
Yeah, Fiona's still out there mainly threatening fish.
Yeah.
And, of course, the climate alarmists are out there. Oh, yeah, I just knocked the power out. Well, first of all, Puerto Rico is a totally corrupt country run by people who fill their pockets with our money when we send them aid. And when Trump tried to make them accountable, they tore their hair out. You hate people. You hate Puerto Ricans. Blah, 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 blah. So why did their grid fail? They just had Maria. That was, I think, 2017. And that storm was a big one, and it did a lot of damage. So you would think that all the millions of dollars that went there would have been, some of it would have been spent to strengthen the power grid. They're in the ocean, in the tropics. They're going to get hit frequently by tropical storms.
They don't get any more exposed.
So why not build an electric or a power grid that can be easily fixed if a big storm comes through? But apparently they didn't have time to do that.
No, they put money in their pockets.
Money went somewhere else, yeah. And that would be where I would bet. So they're without power. But that's really been the only storm that's been significant so far this season. In fact, we're on the downward side of this season. But there's plenty of time for stuff to happen. I'm just not expecting it anytime. In fact, since we were talking about Rich, let's get his forecast on here in a moment, and then we'll be right back at 310-272-9228 if there's something you would like to comment on today, like the deliberate murder of a Republican extremist who was 18 years old by a drunk driver who is out on $50,000 bail.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, let's see if we can catch that fish.
You got him, Dad.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Your risk is even higher if you have a condition like lung disease. The sooner you get your updated COVID vaccine, the sooner you'll increase your protection.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with me. We've got preserves. We've got, what'd you say, microwavable pork rinds?
Microwavable pork rinds. Those things are awesome. You know, what else we have there at Tucker Pecan, as my buddy over here to my right, Foster Gump, says, he said they have some of the best preserves. Oh, heck, I can't do it. You know what, Foster, you tell them all about it. You've got pecan pie in a jar. I have never heard of such a thing, but it's a pecan pie in a jar. You add an egg and pour it in your pie crust, and it makes the most wonderful pie. They have all kinds of jellies, which, like, one of them is the strawberry pepper pecan. They have stone ground grits and cornmeal, locally made. And the other thing that's so great is the Vertigo hot sauce. They make those in China Grove. You just need to go see them at Tucker Pecan.
Tell me where you and Foster are located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain chances are very small as we head into the first evening of fall. I've got the rain chances around 10% or so. Little front is shifting through the area. Overnight low temperature tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Saturday will be more comfortable with high temperatures in the upper 80s and lower humidity. Lots of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a few spotty afternoon thunderstorms as another front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know NyQuil chicken's bad. This whole world is going mad. A bunch of kids doing stupid crap that they see on TikTok. Never saute up a chicken breast in a NyQuil broth. Man, that's really gross. More dangerous than eating Tide Pods. What a bunch of dopes. And pharmacies may soon not be allowed sell medicine cause of these morons now. And you know NyQuil chicken's bad. This whole world is going mad. Where the heck are their moms and dads? Probably off getting drunk. Stop cooking with medicine. That's a perfectly good chicken. And never do the NyQuil challenge, or you won't wake up.
I think social media is setting out to kill people who are just stupid. They're cooking chicken in NyQuil. It's another one of those challenge things. Now, remember the ice bucket challenge? That was kind of cool. That was raising money for a good cause.
Yeah.
Now, they're just trying to out-stupid each other.
We got a long way to go.
And when you cook and reduce the stuff that's in NyQuil, you actually make it more potent.
25% alcohol, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up
like
there.
Like doing a shooter.
The only time I ever endured a hallucination was from NyQuil in combination with something else. Yes. Scared the ever. I've never been able to use it since.
I've only done that once, and that was trying to go in both directions at once. It'll do it then. Not a good idea.
It's just horrible.
Yeah, it is. Scary. When you're like me, you're a control freak. For lack of a better word, I mean, you like to be in control.
Yeah, I like
when
to know,
you're not
right,
in control,
exactly.
It's not good.
Like I have a grip on what's going on, and when I don't, that is not.
Same here, Greg.
Not good.
Same here.
I'm looking for something I saw this morning. Your name came up on the show. I don't know if you were listening.
No, I wasn't this morning. I slept, believe it or not.
What's really interesting is that we get these morning show services that send us a collection of news from, you know, different
everywhere
aspects of the world. And all of a sudden, after all these years, they have discovered QAnon. And you had dismissed that a while back, right?
Yes.
I'm not making an incorrect assumption.
No, you're not. And a lot of your listeners disagree with me, but I think QAnon is something that the intel agencies came up with to mislead and make everybody think, just relax, everything's going to be okay, we're on top of it. Well, no, they're not on top of it. It's just my opinion.
They even used Reno 911, that cast, to make a movie called The Search for QAnon.
Really? I didn't know
and
that.
And that's a show I really like, but I have not been able to bring myself to watch that movie because I don't like the intent there.
Right. Well, whoever or whatever QAnon is, they have inside knowledge, very deep inside knowledge. They've proven that, but I just don't think they're a white hat. I think they're a dark hat pretending to be a white hat.
I would agree with you, and because, as you pointed out, and we're going back a ways now, a lot of the stuff that was foretold, QAnon was not Nostradamus when it came to making accurate predictions.
No. You know, the Bible says, anybody who makes a prophecy and that prophecy fails to come true, you're not to listen to him ever again because obviously he's not of God. So whenever they get it that far wrong, I don't listen to him anymore.
So QAnon came up in a story this morning, and I'm trying to find it. I just thought it was so odd to see that word.
Yeah, mainstream. Yeah.
And yes, and this, right. Well, I wonder how many other morning shows out there were talking about that. Probably. By the way, Alabama is one of the 10 least happiest states, according to WalletHub.
I can understand that.
Oh, they need to go visit you and find a reason to enjoy life, right?
Absolutely. I can make that happen, Greg.
You know what? Why don't we do that now?
Sure.
Let's talk about Adams Motorsports. Let's talk about what's happening. We're less than 100 days till Christmas.
Yeah. Yep, Christmas layaway. We started it a month early this year because of, you know, everything that's going on. And we got our hands on a whole bunch of youth ATVs. I've got them, Suzuki, Kymco, Kawasaki, Polaris, showroom full of them. So if you want to get your kid on a small ATV, we've got them. We got them on sale, special financing, rebates, everything going on. And Kayla, the lady that does our finance, she can get you approved. Go to our website, adamsmotorsports.com. It's pretty easy to remember. And just take a look at them. Come by. Take a look. The cool thing about ATVs now is it used to be they had a little screw on the throttle. You could control it and restrict it. Well, that led to all sorts of problems with carburation and other stuff. Now it's all electronically monitored. That's the cool thing. You can slow it down or speed them up depending on your kid's abilities. You know, as they progress, you can speed them up a little more. They come with helmets, come with flags. Really cool stuff for Christmas. Now, we also, of course, have motorcycles, which is, that's really why I bought Adams Motorsports, why I created it. It's because of my love of motorcycles. Because when I was a kid, I had a really cool cousin that was a little older than me that would put me on the gas tank and ride me all around Crenshaw County, and that was just a blast. I learned how to ride when I was 6 or 7. I've been riding ever since, over 50 years.
Wow.
And it's just fun. It's a release. It's like therapy. It's so much fun. We have all types of motorcycles, and I'm going to tell you something none of the other motorcycle dealers will tell you. Go and sit on every bike out there, no matter what make, and find the one that turns you on, the one that does it for you, the one that makes you go, wow, this is it. I don't care if it's at another dealership. You need to buy the bike that you fall in love with. It's so important because these used to be motorcycles were simply emotional purchases, but with gas at $5 a gallon, now it makes a whole lot of sense to ride a bike. So make sure you find the one that you love. Hopefully it'll be one that I have. And let's get you fixed up and get you on the road. We can even send you to the training course if you've never ridden. But I promise you, you will absolutely love it. It'll pay for itself in gas savings, and you will be a lot happier.
By the way, gas prices have started going up again.
No, that's not what Biden said.
Oh, no. Well, we've tapped out the strategic.
The reserve? Yeah. Have we done emptied it already?
So we got to start refilling that.
And they're losing the country, Greg.
It's going up. Yeah, they're so full of
Yes, they are. Shaving cream.
It's shaving cream.
Boggles the mind.
By the way, I think there's a new Christmas edition of shaving cream. We'll have to check that out. In the meantime, Adams Motorsports, you can find it at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. Or go online at adamsmotorsports.com, browse the pre-owned inventory. We're getting into the final days of the month, so this guy becomes the rubber band man.
Come on.
They'll bend over backwards to make your deal.
Got numbers to hit, Greg.
And he would like you to come in and make any unreasonable offer.
Any unreasonable offer, Greg.
Because that's how often a good negotiation begins.
Yes, sir.
All righty. We are at 322. I found the story I was looking
good.
For.
Good. I want to hear it.
This goes back to something you were talking about recently.
Hmm.
And I will read this verbatim.
All right.
Apparently, there's some talk in QAnon circles that something big is happening on Saturday, and the Simpsons are involved.
Well, here we go.
Strap in. This one goes off the rails pretty quick. Earlier this month, a German politician named Friedrich Merz.
Friedrich.
No relation to Fred.
Or Ethel.
Misspoke while talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He said that everyone would remember where they were on September 24th. But without explaining why, this thing says he meant to say February 24th, the day Russia invaded.
Oh, come on.
Then for some reason, someone connected it to Season 9, Episode 24 of The Simpsons, a.k.a. 924, and that episode just happens to feature a group of doomsday preppers. So what is happening on Saturday? Nobody knows, but predictions have included nuclear Armageddon, a financial reset, widespread water poisoning, and an armed revolution.
An armed revolution. What are the chances?
I wonder if they sent the audio from that Simpsons episode. I'd kind of like to see, just to be curious.
Yeah, I'd like to know what that Simpsons episode was like. Which episode was that?
Season 9, episode 24, or 924. See, that's how that would be listed in their stuff. All right, let's see if we can find this stupid news, blah, blah, blah. Showbiz, Katy Perry, Emily Ratajkowski, Rob Schneider. Well, this is not what I'm looking for. That's not what I need. No, they didn't send the audio from The Simpsons.
Well, that's
just the story.
I'll see if I can find it.
But I just thought it was really interesting. That's the, other than listing that Reno 911 movie on the search for QAnon. By the way, if anybody saw that movie, and I suspect that not too many did, if you can tell us if you liked it or is it worth the look, you can let us know at 272-9228, the number that nobody wants to call. All right, we are at 324.
They want to call. Come on, y'all. Come on.
And this is our first update of the afternoon. Skip.
If you're headed outbound on Troy Highway from East South Boulevard and Virginia Loop, when you get near the Key West Inn, got a minor accident there, not causing much of a problem, but just look out for it. We have an accident, I-65 northbound. This is right past the 176 off-ramp for Highway 143 to Millbrook. Please use caution. We're seeing a backup of traffic there. We can't get a clear shot on the cams. Please use caution. Everywhere else around Montgomery at the moment, we have light to moderate traffic and pretty busy on East South Boulevard. That's our busiest spot. Whether your credit's perfect or just plain bad, approval on an equity loan or a home loan is a phone call away, but you got to call. Call the A-Team, MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's time for the annual CAFCO Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the warehouse sale, stop by CAFCO Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop two great locations for big savings. CAFCO Outlet and the annual warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 till 5.
Hey, when you walk out of Marguerite's with a brand new piece of jewelry, obviously it's clean, it's real shiny, and it's blingy. That's the great news. Now, this is for people that have shopped at Marguerite's and people that have not shopped at Marguerite's. But the key to jewelry looking blingy and pretty is we got to keep it clean. And different things happen to your jewelry, or life happens is what we can say. That's a good thing, okay? However, things like lotion, different gunks and things like that will get up underneath your stones and your diamonds and not let it be as clean as it can be. It loses that polish, it loses that shine. Well, let me tell everybody, whether you got it at Marguerite's or not, we have a special deal for only $100. It's called Sparkle for a Lifetime. We'll polish, clean, shine, and re-rhodium your ring to make it just about look like brand new whenever you want, as often as you want, for lifetime. Now, your cleaners doesn't offer you that, but at Marguerite's, we do. Don't ask us how we do it. Just come visit us at Marguerite's. $100 for Sparkle for a Lifetime.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, that was me. That was a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! Well, it makes us feel better about ourselves, but we know we're not the greatest show. We try. Couple of calls at 272-1928, starting with East of the Rockies.
No, I think you're the best show on the air in the River Region, so don't argue with me about this. Something okay. else that I want to differ with your service about. Why is Alabama an unhappy state?
Well, I just reburied that story, so I'll have to fish for
no,
it.
No. I mean, look.
That's Wallet Hub that comes up with that.
Yeah, I mean, here they are. We've got a series of southern, midwestern-type states that where people have values and, you know, the cost of living's not too high. The weather's not too bad. I mean, what's the deal?
Come on. I agree with you.
Alabama's a great place.
There's only one way to measure happy and unhappy states. Let's see which states are hemorrhaging population and which states are gaining.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right. Because generally people who leave a state,
why are people coming here?
People who leave a state because they're unhappy with it, that's a major way of showing, you know, I hate that this is not working for me.
That's not what they use. What they use is life expectancy, homicide rate, mean household income, and whatever this means, safety ratings. That's what they use. And Alabama's 47th.
I'm tired of people picking on our state. Hey, look, we're number one alphabetically in a lot of other ways.
Except for Alaska.
Know. Yeah. Happiest states, they claim, Hawaii, really? 3,000 miles away from civilization, Maryland, Minnesota, really? I mean, is it the riots they love there or the weather? Utah,
yeah,
New Jersey.
Maryland is a hard sell, man.
They're trying to tell us that New Jersey and Illinois and California are the happiest states. when they are hemorrhaging population. The least happy, West Virginia, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Tennessee.
They show Mississippi number one on RX.
They're all southern states.
Of course. They hate us because we're the Bible Belt.
Yeah, that's right. We're red states, and we're just holding them back from their ultimate.
That's it, baby. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Ease. Cheers, Sam.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello?
Yes.
Hello,
Sam. Oh, man, okay. I'm out and about. Cleaning up the cemetery here today. Hey, listen, I wanted to make a point about the power of the propaganda. First off, I sent you and Terry both a copy of the police report from the 18-year-old man that got run over.
From North Dakota. That story should be very concerning to everybody. I'm surprised we're not getting more feedback on that.
After I stuck my foot in my mouth yesterday, I went and I read everything I could up on it, try to understand what happened. And it hit me. Okay, the town it happened in, the population of McHenry, North Dakota, is 64, okay? The kid's mother knew the guy that ran him over. It's terrible and it's tragic. But
he called the police, right?
Yeah, and he called the police and told them that the guy he ran over was a Republican extremist.
No, the kid that got run over called the police is what
yes.
I read.
The kid called his mother and asked his mother to come save him, that someone was trying to run him over.
Okay.
The man who ran him over, after he killed the kid, then called the police and said that he felt he was being threatened, that the kid was trying to call someone to come and call the rest of the gang to come beat him up.
Ran him over. Is that how it works? Can we do that here if we feel like we're being threatened because somebody may call their gang and we can just run them down with our car?
And then here's a few more facts about it. It was 2:30 a.m. in the morning, Sunday morning, and the guy who was driving, he was loaded.
He was legally drunk. Well, he was illegally drunk.
He had a pass to you, too.
And it just stinks to high heaven, but the man still, that's where he went with his excuse, was that this was some kind of extremist, a right-wing extremist, and he felt like his life was threatened. And that's
so, Bill, basically, Joe Biden is getting people killed with all his MAGA bull crap.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. It's
the free-as-ucking pre-desident. Enough.
I'm serious. You can't even find this. This town, you can't even find it on a map, man. So there it is, out in the middle of nowhere. It's still, the propaganda is that strong that, hey, man, I'll tell the judge that. And it must have
You know what? You kill somebody in Alabama.
Good Lord, man.
With a blood alcohol level over the limit. Thank you for the call. With a blood alcohol over the limit, you are facing murder.
Yes, you are. Vehicular manslaughter, whatever how you want to put it, yes.
Vehicular homicide.
Yeah.
I know somebody who led a very good life. Had a daughter. As far as I didn't know anything, made a terrible mistake mixing wine with pills and ended up in a head-on, and she survived, but the other driver did not. She got 23 years.
Yeah.
Whatever she did prior to that night didn't matter.
No.
She got 23 years. And that's what this guy should get, or more, because maybe impaired decision-making processes, but it's still murder. Last I checked, it is not legal to kill somebody because they have what you were told by that babbling idiot in the White House were extremist views, those MAGA people. And this is going to continue to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But at least there are some outlets out there that are trying to create some level of accountability. Don't hold your breath because Democrats don't know the meaning of that word. 3:34, we'll have some local news here in just a second. Our show brought to you in parts and for many years now by Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, a great team of people, the best HVAC technicians. There is a persona. They certainly have the skill set, whether they're HVAC techs or plumbers, but there is a persona to the Clark's employee that you'll absolutely love. When they come to you, I'm here to do a job. No, they love what they do. They absolutely enjoy providing great customer service, answering questions, and explaining if they, you know, come across a situation that needs to be addressed. Clark's Club members enjoy a discount on repairs, but for $180, you get two annual tune-ups. If you were to call up a random company and ask them to come out and tune your system, you're going to pay a lot more than $180.
If you could get them out there.
You get two before each major seasonal change with Clark's, and a guarantee of 24/7 priority service if something goes wrong. If you need a new unit, they can help you with that. If you need a new water heater, they can help you with that, too. They carry some great brands and have deals. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. Local news at 3:35.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. For retired Alabamians, those on a fixed income, inflation and rising costs has become a big problem of life. Governor Ivey was the keynote speaker at the 42nd annual meeting of the Alabama Retired State Employees Association. Governor Ivey touted the bonuses and raises given to state employees while highlighting the growing inflation and economic issues on the national level. The biggest concern with retirees was health care and the rising cost of goods. City of Selma workers are on strike. About 65 of the city's cemetery, recreation, and public works departments are demanding better pay. City leaders have to pass a budget for the new fiscal year. The Alabama Department of Corrections says the second of two suspects from a community-based facility in Alex City has been recaptured. Richard Mordecai was recaptured yesterday by Alex City Police. He escaped Saturday morning. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Last episode of
As the Tire Rotates.
Weird.
You know you can get those tires anywhere, right?
Wait, what? That's not what I meant.
Massage the beads on that tire.
That's the one.
Tire City and Automotive Service made one of its single largest investments in a piece of equipment called the Revolution Tire Changer. Couple it with the Road Force Bouncer and you get a crazy great ride. Now, massaging the beads strengthens our ability to unlock all the technology and safety already built into a set of tires. Not just anyone can get you that kind of ride out of a new set of tires like my team at Tire City and Automotive Service.
Only the guys at Tire City and Automotive Service can get my tires rolling just like they should be.
Visit one of our two locations today and save on tires and feel the difference for yourself.
All roads lead to Tire City. Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Tickle Pink is back and we're pinker than ever. Come join Alabama News Network on Saturday, September 24th at Montgomery Multiplex. There'll be 100 vendors geared towards all things women, plus entertainment and speakers. Watch the Survivor Makeover reveal. You could win cash or fabulous door prizes. Proceeds benefit the Cancer Wellness Foundation. Tickets are on sale now at alabamanews.net.
Sponsored by Jackson Hospital and Clinic, HealthStar, Hennig Furs, AMS Studios, and Wellness Coalition.
Love and Light Wellness Spa, how can I help you today?
Hi there, I'd like to make an appointment for next week.
Excellent, does Tuesday 9 a.m. work?
Ooh, mornings are when I go to Taco Bell to get my bacon breakfast quesadilla.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't like missing out on those fluffy eggs and crispy bacon covered in melty cheeses.
Oh, I understand. Let's see what I have in the afternoon.
Namaste.
Try the bacon breakfast quesadilla, only at Taco Bell. At limited participating U.S. Taco Bell locations near you during breakfast hours only, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
beautiful. Hi, everybody. Rain chances are very small as we head into the first evening of fall. I've got the rain chances around 10% or so. Little front is shifting through the area. Overnight low temperature tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Saturday will be more comfortable with high temperatures in the upper 80s and lower humidity. Lots of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a few spotty afternoon thunderstorms as another front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saying the pandemic's over.
It is over.
But I'm still blue.
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID.
So much time wasted wearing masks and gloves.
Well, that was an incredible waste of time.
How many shots I've taken?
So on FoxNews.com, you can read all about Fauci admitting that certain aspects of the government's COVID-19 response were botched. As David Blackman says, no human being did more damage to this country without firing a weapon than Dr. Fauci did.
Amen.
By letting his ego run the show. Everything, basically, was done wrong. And that's by his admission. He's retiring later this year. He should have been retired years ago.
He should face jail time.
Biloxi, gambler, sir.
Yes. Okay. The big difference here is your friend that was drinking wine and that had, you know, some pills already that she'd taken, I'm sure prescribed, that accidentally killed someone, okay, and got 23 years in prison. That's one thing. This dude ran over somebody.
Did it on purpose.
Yeah. Premeditated.
Using his vehicle as a weapon.
Correct.
That is first degree murder.
Should be.
And they should put him down before the end of the weekend.
Well, you know what? He is out on bail, and he is pissed off because he says, I have a life and a family to get back to.
Oh.
What a son of a bitch. This kid was 18. He had 70, 80 years ahead of him. He'll never be able to get back to whatever he had planned.
I mean, this is a death penalty case. We don't have to do the investigation or civil rights violation. You know, there's no appeals,
any of that garbage.
Had justice in this country, the man would be dead before Monday.
Amen.
Bye.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
Well said.
I have to agree. And he's admitted everything.
Yeah.
But he doesn't understand why, you know, everybody's mad. Oh, my God. Scott.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, sir.
Oh, okay. Did not know that. Good afternoon, Greg. I wanted to take you up on your offer for coming in the morning and talk about Jurassic Park.
Oh, this is Scott from the Montgomery Symphony.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Had no idea.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you got my message.
I apologize for being so slow on the release, but it's been kind of active day today, so. Just give me a time and tell me where y'all are. I've never been to your studio before.
We are on Wall Street. We are big time.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mansion.
Yeah. So let's see. When did you want to come in?
In the morning.
Okay. Why don't we do that around, 8:20, 8:30, somewhere in that window.
Yeah,
we never know how things are going to run, but we will get you on as soon as we can.
Yeah, that'd be fine. And I do appreciate
it. It's a fantastic idea. We love it.
Yeah, well, great. Well, I thank you very much, and I look forward. I'll be there about 8:15. Y'all work me in where you can.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
See ya.
Yeah, that was, they're doing a live score. They're going to screen Jurassic Park in HD on big screen at Impact, and the Montgomery Symphony is going to do
the
soundtrack.
They're going to play behind. Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, we were already coming up with other movie ideas where that might work.
Yeah.
So that's what that's about, and we gave away some tickets to that event. Where are we? 3:44. All right. I have lost track of where I was going next. I know. We had the Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 924. Again, QAnon quoting that German politician who said everybody will remember where they were on 924. And then he connected it, Q did, to a Simpsons episode, season 9, episode 24. So let's check this out. He said.
Yes. Let's check it out.
Apparently.
What's WROL?
It means without the rule of law, anarchy, the end of civilization, coming soon to an America near you.
America can't collapse. We're as powerful as ancient Rome.
Homer.
Homer, meet the Springfield Preppers. What would you do in the case of an EMP?
Electromagnetic pulse.
A burst of radiation that knocks out every electrical system in the country.
Impending doom.
What you reading, Dad?
Honey, everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about.
When things go south, the sheeple will clean out every supermarket in town.
Typical sheeple. So, what have you learned so far from our post-apocalyptic movie marathon?
Guys who call themselves preacher or deacon are very bad. Water is money, unless gasoline is money. And even though lots of things are razor sharp, no one ever shaves.
Hollywood has taught you well, my son.
Here it is, Homer. The Springfield Preppers' top secret bug-out retreat.
Wow! Your end of the world is better than my during the world.
Homer, we all know America's collapse is about 3 months away.
6 weeks at most.
There's always one alarmist. Anyway, when the four horsemen ride, we want you and your collaterals right here with us.
And all our supplies behind a fake wall.
Doesn't the basement look cleaner?
See? These are our bug-out bags. In here, it's everything we need to survive.
Survive what?
The looming kablooey.
It's reassuring to see you're aware of the future, but this is all a little creepy.
Creepy? March, the apocalypse is coming. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe never. But it's coming, and soon.
So will it be Saturday? 9:20, that's season 9, episode 24. The Kraut, if I may say that, because I am of German descent, says everybody will remember where they were on 9:24, which is Saturday. Look what's going, what do you think is going on in, really, between Russia and Ukraine? Where is that going?
I don't know. I really don't. One aspect of this, okay, we know that Putin went through Klaus Schwab's Global Leadership School. He's a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
As are several lawmakers here in the United States. So that tells me that they're probably all connected, or they're all following orders, or they all know what the script is. All of this could be just for our benefit. It all could be not real, you know. It all could just be like a production to take us to a certain point. I don't know.
I thought Putin didn't want the one world.
He doesn't. Well, that's what he says. But then again, he went to the Klaus Schwab school, so can we take anything he says at face value? I don't know. That throws a huge question mark up. Because he claims he's against, you know, the LTGB, whatever, all that garbage. He's against all these progressive movements that are going on here because he wants to save the world or save Russia from it. But then on the other hand, he's tied into the World Economic Forum, so I don't know.
Apparently he's not a big WNBA fan either.
Probably I know they not. Just arrested 1,300 people in an anti-war protest in Russia.
Ooh. Yeah, and I saw video clips before I left the house. I think it was on Fox. It's the equivalent to what our military flies, one of those giant transport planes.
Mm-hmm.
And there were hundreds and hundreds of Russian soldiers waiting to board that. They're going somewhere. Something's coming up.
Yeah. Is it strictly Ukraine or is it going to go from there? I don't know, Greg.
We will be hitting the traffic dungeon here in a minute. We urge you, for those of you who have gotten the short shrift, the lack of attention, the roll of the eyes. Oh, another customer at the big chain pharmacies. Time for you to consider stop being another face in a sea of faces and get yourself connected with Adams Drugs, where you're going to be appreciated and you're going to be given the time you need to understand the medications you're getting, why you're taking them, the possible interactions with other drugs. chance to ask and have answered all pertinent questions to your medical needs. That's job one. Number two, counter staff cannot be find over-the-counter solutions to a situation. May have anything from dry skin to... They sell a great skin cream there. I've got to remember the name. It's the Neutrogena product.
Well, and they make good stuff.
It really is excellent for the hands. And not to mention, it is the local home for butt paste, which can bring relief to the rage of diaper rash. Well, if it can do that, have you ever seen bad diaper rash? You know, that just looks, ugh. Well, imagine what it can do for a bug bite or something else. It really does work. Everybody should have a jar within an arm's reach at all times.
Well said, sir.
And awesome people at each location. The consistency of customer service is incredible. 12 locations to serve you, 4F Health Clinics. If you need a shingle shot or something like that from your doctor, you can have those filled at Adams Drugs as well. Not to mention nice gift shops. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. We are at 350. We'll be back in a second.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Well, if you're on I-85 northbound taking the ramps at Taylor, watch out for a couple of vehicles that got into a little paint swap and match right there. They're off on the right side of the road. East Boulevard, as you head up to the bridges over Wears Ferry, you've got an accident there backing up traffic towards Atlanta Highway. If you're leaving Montgomery on I-65 northbound, right about the time you get to that first Millbrook exit, Highway 143, got to slow down there. The accident's on up above you on 65 north against the center divider. You'll need to be in the right lanes to get past. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere else. Learn to be a heavy equipment operator at Trenum State. Registration's now open. Get trained and hired fast. Trenum State. Skills for success. Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Mark Zuckerberg needs your help. After losing $71 billion, he's now only worth $55.9 billion. How will he survive on that? As merely the 20th richest billionaire, he can now only afford 3 private jets instead of 7. You can help Mark Zuckerberg for just $10,000 a day. Donate to his platform because he's given a lot to you, like making you realize which of your family members are racist. Save Mark Zuckerberg by donating to the ASPCB. That's the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Billionaires.
I have to make an immediate donation. I wonder if they take PayPal.
There are people out there that really would donate to that.
Yeah.
That dumb. They really are.
Yeah. And do I care that he's lost over half his wealth? I can't think of anybody who's deserved it more.
It makes me happy that he's lost over half his wealth.
And given the lawsuits that Meta, his parent company, is facing, I hope he ends up broke.
I do too.
I'll hire him as an intern. Here's Soldier Boy at 3:53.
Hey, good afternoon, Rosie.
She's out of the room.
And Terry.
Hello.
Hey, I just put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Uh-oh. Here's puzzle piece number one. You know, and it's kind of, once you put it all together, it makes sense. And Terry, tell me if I'm wrong, okay? Okay, the police department, what's the first thing we do? We villainize them and demonize them. And what happens, the next step is we defund them. Once we defund them, and less and less want to go into the academy. The next step is they don't want to go to the academy. They are really ready to early retire and get the heck out.
Absolutely. It happened in Montgomery.
Okay. And then that happens. What happens after that when the police go smaller numbers? Well, what? And then crime goes up.
Of course.
The next piece.
Of course.
Right?
Yes.
Of course. And then after that, what's going to be when people take the law into their own
anarchy.
Hands?
Anarchy.
Well, that's close to it. But what happens? What's that term, you know, when you... You take the
vigilantism.
Vigilantism comes into play, okay? And then what's the final step the government gets to do?
By martial law.
That's right. Perfect, man. You got all the pieces together.
Yep.
I'm not good at puzzles.
It's coming.
Well, that's exactly the step-by-step that's happened in the playbook.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you for the call. That story out of North Dakota should disturb everybody.
This guy
feels totally justified in murdering... with his car, an 18-year-old kid that he judged to be a Republican extremist. Well, we're all extremists. based on the definition of our brain-dead president.
Well, who was it, Congressman Tim Ryan, that said we should be hunted down and shot?
That son of a bitch. Yeah. In Ohio. Yeah, we should be killed and confronted and killed.
Yeah. Yeah. Conservatives, folks.
Even Bill Barr yesterday, forget who he, I think he put it on Letitia James, the racist witch that is taking the latest persecution of Trump over something that can't even be proved. But to keep harassing him, you know, we're going to, and then criminal referral. The double standard for justice is ridiculous. And it I believe is. This woman is a not only a racist, but a nasty racist. And that's her sole motivation for this latest harassment of Trump. So where does this end? It's not going to end well.
No, it's not going to end well at all. It's going to end with us being invaded from another country, in my opinion. It's not good.
Probably with a little cooperation.
Oh, absolutely. The people that are in charge now are going to facilitate it. I mean, look at what they've done. Look at what they've done to the military. You know?
Yeah.
What concerns me are the number of pilots that were forced to take the jab and are dying or having weird effects happen. I mean, they're destroying the strongest military ever.
There have been stories of undertakers who have pulled 3-foot blood clots out of people.
Yes, long wads of fibers. It's crazy.
And every day, and we're not talking about people with pre-existing symptoms.
No, healthy.
COVID did affect a lot of them. It was way before the vaccine.
Yeah, comorbidity was a huge factor. But now you've got arguably soccer's the most physically demanding sport in the world. These guys are the finest tuned athletes in the world. They're dropping dead.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that the vaccine ain't a vaccine.
No, it's a jab. It's an experimental DNA-altering, graphene-laden nanotechnology field jab. That's what it is.
We have exciting contest news coming up at the top of the hour. In case you didn't catch it this morning,
what is it?
News, that's fresh information of a positive nature that people should enjoy, but that's not important. Thanks for teeing that up.
Easy, right across the middle of the plate.
357, we work with the best professionals in their wide array of professions that are featured here on the radio station, and among that elite group is Tom Latham from Penny Urn Concrete Technologies. I had no idea how many different things could be. I didn't know concrete could be polished into a incredible finish. I didn't know that it could be stamped or the color could be arranged like a mural, except it's your new patio. This is what we're thinking about doing. In fact, Tom, we got to get you out. We got to get the ball rolling on this stuff. We are ready. Penny Urn Concrete Technologies also does massive land clearing projects if you need that. And to really appreciate the full array of their accomplishments and the stickler for detail that Tom Latham is, visit them on Facebook and just spend some time scrolling down the wall. They do amazing work. And it's done right. Sadly, a lot of Penny Urn's projects involve correcting mistakes made by less than integrous contractors. You'll have no worries with Tom Latham and Penny Urn. 284-9292 for a free estimate. 284-9292. That's Tom Latham and Penny Urn Concrete Technologies. SRN News coming up at the top of the hour.
Thursday, December 8th, Greg Allman's birthday. Devin Allman brings the Allman Family Revival to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The legacy continues. Thursday, December 8th, MPAC, the Devin Allman Project. Dane Betts, Donovan Frankenreiter, Maggie Rose, Larry McCray, Jimmy Hall, Alex Orbison, and the River Kittens. To inspire the next generation of talent to take the stage. The Allman Family Revival. Tickets available at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.